Welcome to the Weekly Discover.
Hey.
My name's JD Myers.
Hi, I'm Chris Morley, and with us, two guests.
Double the fun.
What the fuck is up? My name is Liam Latif.
And I'm Dylan Selvage.
Hey, you told the truth.
Awesome. 50%.
This is good.
Before we get into the lies about yourself, here today we are doing Release Radar number 20, Double Digits.
Woo!
Double the double digits. What have we got, JD?
We got an interchanging playlist, Chris.
Yes.
We got a bunch of songs from each of our Release Radars. We've lined them up. No one knows what we're going to listen to except for us, and we're going to decide if we like it or if it sucks ass.
Yeah, you're trapped.
Whoa, I don't see suck ass on the.
Oh, sorry. I did put it on the
We'll see if you have a frown face. Well, now that we've introduced the show, we obviously know you guys, but tell us a little bit about yourselves and decide who goes first. I'm not pointing.
I'll go first. I'm an 8'2" Indian woman, and I pick apples, and that's about all you need to know.
All right, very nice.
I can confirm that everything he just said is true.
That's the laugh of an 8'2" woman right there.
Yep.
That's
gusto. That's an apple picking laugh.
That's an apple picking laugh right there.
It's an orchard full of laughs.
All right, and for some truth now, I'm Dylan Selvage. Obviously, I just said that, and I work with dogs,
and
I play video games, and I'm trying to just work with dogs for the rest of my life.
Hell yeah. You should follow his Insta.
That sounds like the opposite of a problem.
Oh,
I mean, with dogs the rest of my life.
I could tell you some great things that happened today that really annoyed me, if you want to know all about all the problems.
I forgot that there's like 100 and not just like two cute dogs.
Well, it's also like holiday season, so there was like 80 dogs there today.
Jesus.
Shit everywhere.
Yeah. This dog got his dick stuck out. Like, he couldn't get it back in.
Which is so exciting.
That was the first time I've ever seen that. And I was... It was something else.
Oh, my boy.
God. He's got the doggy Viagra.
He's pulling the Putin, showing off the rockets.
Yeah.
It's an arms race out there.
Digging this highbrow content.
This is my fifth arm.
Super so, yeah, working with dogs isn't always amazing, but it's always amazing.
Nice. Hell yeah.
I like that.
That's nice.
Yeah, you're really grounded in reality. You're the opposite of an apple picker.
Well, you know, I'm a truthful guy.
What's that say about you?
That says that he's going to have a crazy platform in 20 years when he gets for the president. He's like, I said 20 years ago that I was truthful. I told you.
Recorded. I've been working with dogs.
Okay. I'm still working with dogs.
How more genuine can you get?
Day one. Since jump.
It would be vice president, and the president would be a dog.
No, of course. Of course. Yeah, yeah.
I feel like the Republicans would look for the security footage to make sure the dog's dick was out all day. They'd be like, oh, we don't believe that. He's a liar.
And he still gets elected.
Yeah.
Still elected, though.
So, what was your name again? So I can call you by the right name.
Liam Latif.
Liam Latif. Okay, perfect.
Liam Latif.
Miss Latif.
All right, is K-Dot your middle name?
No, Linux is, actually. Because Dylan's actually one of the people who knows that.
I haven't heard that name in a long time.
Wait, what? My arrival from 20 years ago, I haven't heard that name in a long time.
In a stone's throw. It's been a thick amount of years.
Two C's.
What do we have as this intro? This legendary track.
This is Apache by the Sugar Hill Gang.
Hell yeah.
You didn't know until now, but this is a 6 minute long song.
I was about to say, I feel like you've never actually let this rock, but it's needed for this intro.
I saw that when you put the thumbs up. I was like, all right, pressing full. Oh, fuck.
I thought it was just an extended mix or it was looped, but
no, it's like actually.
No, it's just this long.
That's old school hip hop, though. It's literally Dr. Seuss over a 6 minute beat. Yes. Like, I'm going to tell a full
Seuss.
Story.
I'm definitely comfortable with four white men telling how hip hop used to be. Excuse me, three white men and one Indian woman.
Sorry. Yes, yeah. Get it right.
Oh, yeah. Perfect.
Stick to your story, bro.
I watched Hip Hop Evolution on Netflix, all right?
Okay, that's actually fire, though. It's actually a really good documentary.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I haven't watched it yet.
I was trying to use that ironically, but...
It was actually really good.
It was really good.
Did you watch that one rap documentary that had Logic on it to talk about the Hood of Gaithersburg?
No, I didn't.
Neither did I.
I hope that's a bad troll and you're not serious.
It's called Rapture.
It's on Netflix.
Oh, I did see the trailer for that.
Yeah.
And I saw that Logic was on it, and I was like, I will stay away from that then.
Hell yeah.
I just want Hip Hop Evolution, like V2. Just tell me more.
Just tell me more.
Just tell me more.
I'm all about the origins of style, such as this track.
Yeah, that's
the What's the Bismarcky track?
You're going on me.
That song is ludicrous if you break down the lyrics. It's literally like 5.5 minutes of being like, I had to get a guest pass. Like, what the fuck? He's literally telling a boring story, but it's over a beat and nobody had done that yet, so it was a fire back in the day.
It was just the best.
Well, no, I think he was like slaps. Counterculture, because it was being done by like Slick Rick, but it was like on that. Purpose. Like, it was being cool and like, et cetera, et cetera. I think Bismarcky was the first time that was like, I guess World Out Yankovic of black people.
Oh, he just like, fuck, I'm going for it.
He's like, I'm going to make parody music.
And then people are like, satire. Fuck, it's still kind of flames.
It's still good,
slaps.
Though.
Oh, God, where did that go? That was hot for like 6 months, and no one says slaps anymore.
I say it a lot.
Slaps. Okay, I'm a fan
of it. I was told at work that it's a white person word.
No, it's an East Coast thing.
It's an East Coast thing? Okay, yeah.
We live on the West.
Yeah, the West Coast, you just smoke weed.
You know what the West Coast thing is? Is the fucking vaporwave thing you brought up earlier.
The aesthetic. Lowercase space between every letter.
That can stay. That can stay for
a while.
I've
done it unironically
now. I'm cool
with
that.
I admit with it.
I'm down.
That's me.
All of my Instagram posts are going to have vaporwave.
Oh, hell yeah. Speaking of origins of hip-hop, what do we have to start this episode, JD? This was not me.
Yeah, this is me. This is my brother has been influencing me. This is a newest track by the Suicide Boys, Scrape.
I've actually never listened to them, I don't think. So
that's what the show is for, first time.
They have two money signs in their name.
Yes, the S's are
$2
replaced.
Signs.
If you do it with just regular S's, you'll just find dead boys.
Nice. It's like a 15-year-old's gamer tag.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
I'm glad that they went with the dollar signs instead of a Z at the end.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
The Suicide Boys.
I think the Z would be off-brand. The $2 signs just fits.
Yeah, it goes.
They have face tattoos.
Yeah, so...
I mean, if you want... I'd rather talk about, like, face tattoos on Tekashi 6ix9ine because that sounds more entertaining than the song right now.
Yeah. This is pretty much just to give it to you. Yeah, they have some alright tracks, but just riding around with my brother when he was staying here, just him blasting Suicide Boys. Just, I mean, he's like 19, so this is the shit.
Yeah, I was gonna say that sounds like it, because a lot of people who are into like Peep and Trippie Redd and all those guys, they're like, oh, Suicide Boys, like Ghost Mang and all that.
Yeah,
this stuff, because the beat
sounds more
slap.
Like Ghost Mang.
Yeah, the beat just slaps. I mean,
like Fat Nick and Ghost Mang.
But this is some shit that I would listen to if I'm like playing a game or something. Yeah.
In that respect, have you guys heard Greedo?
No.
Yeah.
The green guy from Star Wars?
That was more for...
yeah, that's what I was thinking.
That was actually more of a specifically a shot for someone else, because someone swears that Greedo is like an East Coast known thing, and I was like, it's not.
Oh,
I was
there.
There.
Use our platform.
Use it.
Prove your points.
Share that soundbite. Tekashi 6ix9ine. Arrested.
Oh,
arrested.
Man. For so
federal
many
charges.
Racketeering.
Yeah.
Racketeering.
Firearms.
Yeah.
I don't wish ill will on anyone, but
I do on him.
I mean, a certain someone that we're all familiar with said it was all a conspiracy by the promoters.
What?
That set him up on all of it.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
What?
I'm glad you said someone. Because I don't know who you're talking about, but
that's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
That's ludicrous. I'm more surprised that he didn't get charged with sexual assault.
Oh, he has. Yeah,
he did. That went through as well.
He was doing 4 years of probation for it.
Oh, okay. That's right.
That's a lame punishment for
four
that.
Years probation.
Well, his lawyers talked him out of jail time. So he's got the money.
Well, yeah. Song's over.
Yep.
Yeah, that was great.
So it made us think about Tekashi.
Yeah. So I hate that.
It was like the same song, except I didn't get the thrill of saying Treyway.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yeah. It's fucking true. It's just...
It just reminded me of Ghost Mane, and like,
yeah. And I don't like Ghost Mane.
I don't like Ghost Mane except for like one song, so I'll just go listen to that one song.
Yeah,
is that Mercury Retrograde?
Yeah,
yeah, it's the only good one.
Yeah,
I'm well aware, and that's literally just the beat's fault.
Yep.
And usually on all his songs, he does the same thing. They did the
yeah, exactly. I thought it was him.
He only did that once in Mercury Retrograde, and I clenched my fist during it so I can get through it. It's not bad.
It's a great bye.
Yep, scraped by us.
Yep, so, that's a pass, I think, around the table.
Yeah.
We're not going to hard left,
for
but
sure.
I know this rapper's good. This is The Mantra from the Creed 2 album. Mike Will made it, and Pharrell.
Ooh.
I love Pharrell.
Oh, all right.
And, Kendrick Lamar's on this.
All right.
Okay.
I see him.
So there you go.
This is a lot of high promise. That's
it's a high expectation.
A lot of good names.
Well, it's on a movie soundtrack that's pretty big.
I was going to say, this is an expensive track.
Even though I've never seen Creed or Creed 2, which I don't think is out yet.
I don't think it's out yet. It's just Killmonger with short hair. I'm pretty sure.
Is this your champion?
Face the microphone.
What was that? I just kind of went it off.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, we're being excluded. Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I just want to drop someone. My bad. Anyway.
Yes, no name drops.
I know of him.
Okay, anonymity.
Yeah, Miss Latif.
Yeah, Miss Latif. What?
Just... Say Mr. Latif.
Don't talk about the Mrs. like or Mr. Would it be inverse? I don't know.
Well, you did say you were a woman, so yeah, you're Mrs. I mean, you have to tell us what pronoun you want us to use. He needs to tell us what pronoun we need to use. Yeah,
yeah. Fair. Yeah. If I'm picking apples, the
King would work.
God damn it.
How are we feeling about this? How are we feeling about the mantra?
I'm liking it so far. It's more mellow than I wanted, but I mean, it is Pharrell, and Kendrick can go anyway.
Yeah. It's not really striking me yet. This is like before the fight, so.
Yeah. I want the fight.
Punches haven't been thrown yet.
It's true.
That's what I came for. I came for the fight.
I think this is like Riding the Coast music. Like either I don't know if it's good or bad. I don't know if he's like with like, his main bitch or like his
dust.
Side bitch.
Like something's kind of going down.
Yeah, definitely dust. Dust
yeah.
though.
Yeah, dust.
Definitely aesthetic vaporwave.
Yep.
top down or top not down?
Top down.
Top down.
Okay. Top down.
Top not down.
This is top up for
is
sure.
Is top up?
Top up? Oh, you think
ooh,
so?
Ooh. Yeah. It's 2-1. 2-1 split.
Hot,
2-1 split.
Hot takes.
Give me the visuals here. Why do you say top up?
It's just too. It's too mellow, but it has like a more urban vibe. It's not so beachy. Like it's not.
If it's top
like
up, it's night
vibe.
Yeah, that's what I'm
thinking. It feels like night.
Okay. Will you? I'll agree to that. I'll go 2-2 vote. And if it's nighttime, then top up, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I'm down with that.
I'm glad that we figured that out.
What a riveting conclusion.
No, I'm feeling it. I'm picturing the car, like I'm in the car right now, and there's like, it's kind of cloudy. There's not a ton of smoke, but there's like smoke in the car. Right now. It's just like I'm picturing it.
So it's either top down dusk, or is top up montage urban, slow driving.
Sure.
Yeah, slow driving.
That's what I'm feeling.
If I had to get a real opinion, it sounds like it gives me like more like Post Malone vibes, but without the catchiness. So like, I think it's the same reason it's not striking me. Like you said, it's not striking you. I'm just like, there's nothing to repeat, but it still has like that zone out type of vibe.
Which is kind of weird because Pharrell's super catchy, but they're both more skilled rappers than Post Malone.
Yeah.
So Post Malone's song is pretty much 3-minute hooks.
And he starts out with it. He's at the hooks at the beginning.
Exactly. And I have nothing against it. I love his music.
It's fucking clever.
I'll say this Kendrick part is probably the best part of the song so far.
Said every time there was a Kendrick feature.
Yeah. Right. Well, that's what I was going to say, too. I'm very biased when it comes to that, but it's just fire on features. Yeah. So.
He opens his mouth and she's like,
I'm biased, but it's true. I expect him.
Well, you guys literally just confirmed the bias. You're like, yeah.
No, that's agreed. Yep.
I mean, I have high expectations for Pharrell, but I mean, he's the background of my computer. Tim standing on a boat. That's a power move.
Yeah.
he didn't hit it for me, though. I think I'll probably end up saving this. The Kendrick Park was pretty fire, as per usual.
It sounds fine. I'm just indifferent.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I'll
save
this one.
Yeah.
I would listen to
the clean okay. The clean
the
okay.
The clean okay.
Yeah.
The clean okay. Just the...
I want to give Creed 2 the album a chance.
Yeah. It should probably be good. There's got to be some hype boys on there.
Yeah, for sure.
It's a movie about punching people.
You'd be hard pressed for me to. If you say the name Pharrell Williams or Kendrick, it's going to. For me to ever say, like, it could have been better, you're not going to hear that out of my mouth.
Yeah.
This is true.
I would be like, oh, it's just not my vision.
But you would give them the clean okay.
I would. Yeah, they do get the clean okay.
that clean okay. Yeah, the sure. No wipe okay.
The no wipe okay. You just stand up and you're like, okay.
You know what?
And you walk out.
This is fine.
Don't even need to wash my hands, you know?
Write that one down.
It's not a bidet okay.
It's
not a bidet okay.
Which is much more fun to say.
The bidet okay? I hope we get a bidet okay before the night's over with.
I hope we get a bidet. Just in general.
We have different priorities in life.
I need a bidet in my life.
I think I need to fix mine.
I've mentioned before.
I need to get a Lota.
Mine's just a a gallon bottle of Deer Park that I squeeze really hard.
That's the strength if you're putting a gallon.
I know. Just
have you seen my hands?
Also, can we talk about that person's dog? Oh, is it your own?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
this is the backwoods bidet.
I thought you went to an outhouse and someone just squirted in a bottle of water. I was like,
you have your own personal Deer Park squirter.
That's what I'm saying.
No pun intended. That's a shitty job. Oh, like you're on tender. It's like, hey, what do you do? It's like, I squeeze water bottles on the people's ass.
And then like the worst part about it is like maybe they're kind of about it. It's like, oh, porn? Like, no. No, just the outhouse.
No, poopy.
No, I'm the
it's poopy.
I'm the bidet fairy.
I'm the bidet fairy. You're like, I'm a bidet, and they think it's an all pair. I'm like, oh, where are you from? West Virginia.
I sometimes worry about like coming off too niche, but like I think bidet fairy is as far left as you can go. Like one person likes that on this planet. And it's me.
And we found him.
Thank you.
An 8 foot tall apple picker. I'm excited about this next track. I had this on mine as well.
I know, I stole it.
You can have it. Everyone can have it.
All right. This is
it's on everyone's radars.
It is. It is. This is Boys Can Be Butterflies by Yves.
This was not on my radar.
Yves.
Can we talk about the three sweeping pads we've had right in a row?
I don't know.
Just one angelic and then something comes in. Every song we've played.
Wait, what?
What are you talking about?
At the beginning of every song.
At the beginning of every song, there's always been this like real
smooth transition.
Yeah. Well, no, just the beginning of the songs are just like very ambient, and then it gets into percussion, and then it gets into vocals.
You wait till two songs from now.
Yeah.
Just you wait. Get used to this now. We're easing you into it.
Yep. This is the ease.
You do realize you started with Suicide Boys?
Yeah, Suicide Boys.
You eased me into it.
just you wait. I have to point out, I saw this Instagram post because I follow Yves on Instagram because he did guest vocals for Kublai Khan at Warped Tour.
Yeah.
He did all Warped Tour, and he did guest vocals for like Every Time I Die also.
You have so many of those where like this person did this and you're like, they're not even the same hemisphere. Like how? Mm-hmm.
He's a super handsome dude, ultra tatted. He does volunteer work. He's just a great person to follow on Instagram. This album cover, the dude whose face is cut off, the guy taking the picture, is his friend who died unexpectedly at a very young age.
Oh, sure.
And he was super broken about it. And then he dropped some, I think this track might be about it. I'm not sure though, I didn't check. But I mean, I don't know why they put his face on there besides he loves him.
Yeah.
Put one out for the homies.
Yep.
Boys Can Be Butterflies.
Oh, that makes it kind of, that looks kind of cuter though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a good song, man.
He's a wholesome dude. I would never fight him though. He has -2% body fat.
Yeah, he's a ripped motherfucker.
Like if you hit him with a baseball bat and his abs, the bat's shattering. he was on that Warped Tour diet, boy.
Yeah, man.
He's a jacked fucking dude.
Also, this isn't like a good barometer for most people, but if you have a lot of tattoos, I just assume high threshold immediately.
Oh, yeah.
Sure,
that's not a one
for
one, but it is in my brain.
Yeah. No, I get that. That makes sense.
Yeah, for sure.
That's pretty fair. Pretty fair.
I mean, yeah. It's all like a whole body thing. Yeah. And he makes music like this. So, like, I think that's kind of interesting, too, because it's kind of breaking a stereotype.
Mm-hmm. Cut back to him just fucking screeching.
Yeah.
On the Kublai Khan stage, looking tough as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
I'm having a hard time connecting the two, but I can see it. I can see it.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, the meme of the black arm and the white arm dapping up.
Yeah.
It's like hardcore music, like R&B, love for tattoos in the middle.
Yeah.
Like Andy Williams saw this guy and he's like, hey, sick face tats. And he's like, hey, sick back of your head tat.
They immediately dab.
And just dab up.
Yeah, dab up.
Muscles ripple, shockwave, dust flies.
Rocks are levitating around them.
Bam, unexpected airbender.
I was thinking like powering up, you know, like Super Saiyan.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like Super Saiyan shit.
Yeah.
Oh, true. Unexpected airbender. <I thought. laughs> Unexpected airbender. I want that to be a subreddit.
I want that to be a t-shirt.
It's mostly vape tricks.
Unexpected air.
That'll be our second t-shirt behind our first one we press. It's just a map of Australia with a bunch of band names on it.
Yeah, that's a good idea, actually.
We had the... I saw
the
you...
know that.
Yeah, you saw that before the cast. Last time you were here, it was Middle Earth.
Yeah.
We couldn't get any bands from Middle Earth. But the people, we switched
hard.
Out.
For the people
you were looking for them, too.
It's a picture of Australia. With a lot of stickiness on it.
It's more of a map of Australia. It's not really...
What did I say?
A picture.
A picture.
It's a picture of
I teach you.
Okay.
It's a picture.
I teach you.
Thank you, Mrs. Latif.
Thanks, King Latif.
King Latif. King.
Queen Latif.
This is my favorite thing. If I know I'm wrong and I say I teach you, it's like the infuriation of just, how dare you?
Just the fucking, that's how you big dog someone. Like,
yeah. Power move. That's a power move.
The confidence there is just unwarranted.
Dude, my favorite power move ever. Use your words.
Oh,
use your words.
That kind of teaches in fighting words for me. Because I'm just like, all right, you're just being outright disrespectful right now.
I've gotten better about not saying it. I used to say it way too often. And I was like, for somebody my size, I shouldn't be doing that.
Because you did that to Beckham a lot. I'm like,
he could kill me.
That's the best.
But all I have are my words. I fight with my words.
Right.
So I got to be quick with the wit.
You're really good with it.
Yeah. It wasn't one. You had many in the arsenal. That was just, you know.
Oh, I keep the burner on me.
I got that dang on me.
Stay strapped. I think that's my favorite song I've heard from him.
Yeah.
That was really good. I'm gonna listen to the lyrics. I'm probably gonna be really upset.
Yeah, that's exactly.
It definitely sounded like it could have been sad if I was listening to the lyrics.
Yeah, if I was fully tapping into it, that'd be a bit emotional.
I'd say it made the four of us have a brief moment of silence, which is gonna be few and far between this episode. Warning you now.
All right.
So that is a save from me.
Yeah, I'll definitely check that one out.
RIP to the homie.
Yep, pour some out.
What do we got next, man?
Hopefully a palate cleanser. we've had them on here before and. We just gush about them. It's feel good music. This is a miracle. The Hansa Session by Churches. The A is a V.
Yeah, it's a V.
I see Dylan smirking over there. Yeah. He knows about the church life.
I'm hip to church.
Can I get a little clarification? Did you say the Hanzo Session?
Yeah, the Hanso.
Okay. The hand soap session.
Ryoga Wagataki Wakara.
Boom.
But can he do Genji, though?
I need healing.
There it is.
Also, guide him up.
I'm definitely shielding here a little bit, but like I talked about it last time, but like you guys were so professional last time and like had water and stuff like that. But now you have two more mics and now the headphones are way more comfortable than they were last time.
Oh, yeah.
And you gave Dylan a Monopoly piece. Like, I don't know what's going on. You just have
that's my Derringer. Because you know, I keep that thing on me.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
Yeah, I need the type of gun that said, like, I'm not scary, but I'm also not your average floozy. So I tuck that in my garter belt, pull it out of my gambling ships. Off of Mississippi.
Man.
I say this isn't actually palate cleansing me, because this is a down-tempo.
Yeah.
It's very nice.
Yeah.
These guys really know how to, like, do different versions of the music for a group that's, like EDM pop.
Yeah.
They're so good.
How do you feel about fans who like ask for like something different and then when they get it they're like, no, I want more, like that, either that flip flop you always see,
not this different.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Like, because I like, to me it's always been when people can make very dynamic music going from one side to the other, mm-hmm. I've always appreciated it, and even if it was like off brand and I didn't like it, I usually still respect the move. But people have been like, no, don't do that. Like, I've seen it with Linkin Park or anyone, you know, I've a lot of people.
Well, as a producer or a musician, you can. Or like even just a music lover, you can respect the versatility and the skill sets needed to, you know, diversify your music, either make a lateral move or evolve your sound.
Sure.
And you should.
But a lot of fans are just like, play your old stuff. Which I no bullshit, I'm a hater. I do that a lot of times.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, I miss your old stuff.
I feel like we all do that for certain artists, and then other artists you can accept more when they expand.
That's kind of, you bring up like a pretty good point. Like, I think that should showcase the value of the artist that you like at
for
that
sure.
moment. Like, the finiteness of
for
it
sure.
is why going to that concert is important.
Yeah, you're
like,
right.
You're just taking it for granted that you think they're going to tour for 20 years. But, like, no, you know that's popping now. You know it's something you care about.
Yeah.
That's the joy of it. Everyone's committing right now that we could be at work, we could be anywhere. But, like,
but you're in that very moment.
Yeah,
you're sharing that space and that experience with that group and might never be able to do that again.
Let's go concerts.
Going outside.
Went to see the Marias on Saturday.
Yeah, JD just saw a concert on Saturday.
Yeah,
the Marias and Triathlon.
I went on Friday to see Story So Far and Movements.
Next Tuesday, I see the Hanzo Project.
The Hanzo Project. December 12th, I think, Every Time I Die is playing with Vane.
Yeah.
And I think it was like Jesus Piece or something.
Ooh,
it's going to be a very violent show.
Yeah.
But it is not going to be at the the Milk Boy Art House.
I'm going to see Mark Rebelay too. Yeah. The improv guy.
Oh, right.
He's been blowing up on YouTube and Facebook. I'm going to see him in DC.
Oh, you're talking about the music guy. Well, also the music guy, right?
Yeah, Mark.
I want to see the explicit. Right? I think he says it.
What are you saying?
The ass song.
Use your words.
Yes. The ass song.
Look at that ass.
Yeah, that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was not look at that ass.
The YouTube. Anyways. Okay, so all of his. There's a reason why you didn't think that. His YouTube videos all have a different title than the actual song name.
Hell yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know.
Some men just want to watch the world.
I know, say contrarian for the sake of it. I'm down. Yeah, fucking dude, I'm down.
All right.
I support him.
The dude's sick.
How do we feel about Miracle, the Hansa
session? I have a place for that.
I like it. Yeah. It's the first out of Clean OK for me. It's whatever plus one of Clean OK is.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll definitely save that one. Yeah, but it's churches, so like, I was probably going to say anyways.
We're biased with churches. Fucking
that's
churches.
Enjoyable. I like that.
It also sounds like one of those songs that, like, if you're in the right emotional state for it, it'll hit hard.
It'll fuck you up.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's why I'm like, yeah, plus one.
It'll take you to the next level for sure.
That's why we listen to music, to feel shit.
I guess.
All right.
Best thing.
Guys, put your hands on the proverbial wheel and throw as hard as you can left. JD will take the crown for the first explicit tag of the episode. What have you got?
Oh, I got it from Suicide Boys, man.
Yeah,
oh,
I was gonna say Suicide Boys wasn't.
you doubled up.
Yeah, what? All right, let's get into this. This is The Accursed, Born of Osiris, their newest track.
Boo.
Plays it, Chris Lives.
Born of Osiris have been getting better.
Yeah, they're releasing a double album this year.
Oh, that's ambitious.
Yeah.
Were they the same ones who did the shoes? Like those big Osiris shoes?
I wish. They were born of that.
Yeah.
That's where they came from.
From the souls.
You should have saw that I was like really gullible and like you should have wrote it. Yeah. And been like, definitely, definitely.
Absolutely.
I'd be like, I fucking know you.
Some of us aren't liars. The synth is sick.
It came in ambient, just like all the other songs.
Yeah. This is true.
This is what, 6 for 6 or something? How many songs have we listened to?
I think this is number 6.
Five.
Kind of reminds me of like Attack a little bit.
Synth wise, I can see it because it really is like cutting through and it's got like the finger pounding kind of synth.
Let's see, this is only part 1 of 2.
Interesting. The Accursed.
Oh no. I think I like it.
Oh, hell yeah.
Uh-oh.
I think I like it.
Uh-oh. There he goes doing the Sam Carter vocals again, like he did the last single we had.
It's becoming popular now. I guess that's the...
I'm here for it.
A little heat in your voice.
Who's Sam Carter for people who don't know?
Sam Carter, who we suck every episode.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Singer of Architects.
Sorry, yeah. Singer of Architects. Yeah, we gotta be better about that.
Yes.
We're starting to get too familiar with all these, all these names.
Now I mean, I should have known
five
too,
listeners. We should be more specific.
The only reason I know is because we've said it like 800 times on this podcast.
Well, I know, and I've listened to it all every time. So
let's go, Dylan. Let's go, Dylan. What a homie.
I mean,
all right, that dropped. They're bringing the glitch back. I'm not mad about it.
I hate the breathe, but I love it.
I have no idea what he's saying, but instrumentally, he's sick.
Oh, that's what it's reminding me of. Fucking Rage. I said Attack, but it's way more like up that alley for me.
Yeah.
Okay,
I can see the synth connection to Attack now.
Yeah.
Because it's definitely like that little finger pound.
Yeah.
Which I'm totally here for.
I still don't know why we don't still crab walk when we meet each other.
Crab core for
this. That's a time that we're trying to forget. The dark days. I wish we could know we're in the dark days when we're in them.
Right.
Leave crab core behind.
I've ripped so many like stinger skinny jeans. Crab core. Are they going for the long intro or are they going to fucking pound us?
I guess.
Well, if it's part 1 of 2, this might ease into the next part.
Well, as in this album is part 1 of 2.
Oh.
Yeah.
This
Stadium Arcadium.
This ambiguousness is actually hyping up what I'm hearing right now. Because I'm like, what is it? Which one is it going to be?
I love that they brought it back like Thousand Arm Fortress style.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you're right.
Do a little low-key interlude and bring back the breakdown. I'm a sucker for that. Fuck me. I don't want to, like... We uncancel Born of Osiris in July. I'm still here for it. Hard stop.
I think that one makes it into my playlist.
Yeah?
I like that one.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
That one's pretty nice, it's actually. Pretty,
I think I'm going to save it. I might grow out of it.
Yeah.
But tomorrow? I will save for now.
But
tomorrow.
For right now, for what it is, I like it.
For what it is, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I liked it too. I'm definitely saving that.
Hell yeah.
Lord Osiris, the Accursed.
That was an E-bomb reference for Morley. I don't know if he caught it. For right now, for what it's worth, fuck it. Beats working.
W-I-W. All
right, what's the next song?
Next song, someone who we also have had in the podcast a couple times. This is Dark Reflections, new single from Sinaitis Tempo.
The boy himself.
This is off new album? New EP.
Yeah, he releases stuff like every couple of months, man.
He releases a lot of music.
It's like all pretty solid.
This is a guy from Mount Rainier, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Maryland boy. Local.
Yeah. A local Maryland boy.
A far local, but same state. This is going to be more mellow instrumental stuff. Calm us down after Born Osiris.
Stolen, immediately putting it on my stream. Like, I get that lo-fi mix already.
Yo, literally, Sinaitis Tempo, all of his stuff is great.
All his music is awesome.
Damn.
He just released he's got a manga coming out that he, like,
nice.
It's out. Like this podcast's best value or something. Like, that's something, I'm excited to have this now in my life.
Yeah.
Sounds dope, dude.
That's our ultimate goal, is for you to walk away with something other than frustration.
I was like, you'll get something out of this podcast. I don't know what. I got crabs last time, but...
You brought those here.
Someone's going to get it. That's what I'm saying. You don't know what you're going to get at this podcast.
Yeah, don't need any of her apples. That's all I'm saying.
They're crab apples.
Crab apples.
Fucking.
I don't, like, that was such a, the most alley-oop I've ever seen. And then he fucking dunked it.
Yeah. The triple dunk.
Why did he go back?
Because I can.
You always go back to the crab apples.
Always.
I had a crab apple tree in my backyard growing up.
Why do they suck?
I don't know.
Wait, the apple tree in your backyard? Wait, what?
Crab apples.
No, crab apples in general.
Oh, yeah, they're bad.
Like, I like them. Like, if I had one in my backyard, I'd be stoked. But then I'd bite into it and be like, wow, this is miserable.
Yeah.
Like, what purpose do they serve?
Well, speaking of crab apples, they were in the news recently because raccoons in West Virginia were getting drunk off of them.
What?
Hell yeah.
And everyone was like, these are rabid raccoons. And then... the cuffs and animal control found out. No, they're just getting drunk off crab apples. They were fermented.
The drunk take for a little bit. Then.
Talking about segues that I never saw coming.
There you go.
We related crab apples to a new story. I'm about it. Let's go.
Yeah, dude, that's actually kind of sick. Those raccoons are smart as shit.
For some reason, that really, really small chance, I was hoping you'd be like, actually, crab apples have been in the news recently. They've been arrested for abating Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Crab apples also sounds like a really good name for a principal. Mr. Crab Apple.
Principal Crab Apple.
Yeah,
principal
about
Crab
it.
Apple. Crap Apple.
Oh, wow. Crabble. Oh, the graffiti already.
Crabble,
yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Principal Crapple.
More like Crap Apple. Oh, God. I have to admit, as a grown man at the age of 27, at our friend Edson's daughter's first birthday, there's a crab apple tree, and one had fallen over. I still tried to bite it to see if they still sucked. It still sucked. I threw it over the fence.
That's a good call.
That was going George Washington routes for me because a tree fell down. I was like, what? What's about to happen? Yeah. What's going down? What is it?
And then with my wooden teeth, I bit into the crab apple and became the first president of the United States.
Dun, dun, dun.
Actually, I was the vice president. The president was a dog.
Nice.
Oh, fuck. Best callback I've ever heard in my life.
What kind of dog? That's my question. Is there a specific? That doesn't really need to be specific.
I can't wait for you to have an audience and just like five polls of just like, it's going to be a duchess. It's going to be a greyhound. Yeah, it's going to be a.
You know what? I actually take that back because you know what? Species and breeds, they're fucking up dog populations. They're ruining dog populations.
Oh, you're just talking about like a pure breeding shit?
Yeah, genetic. Yeah,
that's true.
I was going to say that America loves an adversity story, perseverance. So I'd say pit bull. Once illegal,
rebrand
the president.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but they would want to see the pit bull's birth certificate.
Oh, absolutely.
If we can make a comeback story, pit bulls can too.
True.
That's what I'm saying.
All right.
Nice little ease out. Yeah, dark reflections.
I know you guys have a scale, but I'm just going to do my own scale.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with double flames.
Double flames.
Double flames.
All right, yeah. I like it.
Yeah, it reminded me of like Tycho, and I really fuck with Tycho, so I'm definitely going to check this guy out.
His music's good, and there is no shortage of it.
That's
like JD said, he releases shit fucking constantly.
Yep.
If you ever get a chance to trip to Tycho, I heavily suggest it.
Noted.
Sorry.
Noted.
You get it's long nights with the crab apples, and you just, you know, sometimes.
Sometimes you just
drink a couple crab apples.
Listen to Tyco. Oh God, what's Coastal Break? Is that the single? What's the first album called?
Oh, no. Tyco?
Awake.
Ambient space shit part two. I don't know. Like,
oh fuck, I don't want to look it up. I'm not gonna look it up. All right, let's just go into this next track. Yeah.
All right, what have you got?
This is Trouble, all caps. Featuring Nikki Williams by Parav Stelar.
I have no idea what to expect.
Ooh. It's gonna be like jazz hop type.
Oh
like,
yeah?
Yeah. Electro swing.
Do you know about this artist?
Parav Stelar, yeah.
Interesting.
I actually don't know if that's how you say it. Well,
let's go Dylan.
Yeah, I don't know if that's how you say it either, but
what is it? My name's Parav Stelar.
Parav.
I'd like to point out that Dylan's a man of culture. He's on the Pop Socket Life, which I don't know. Are you two on Pop Socket Life?
No.
The what? The Pop Socket Life?
I'm in my 20s.
Oh, Pop Socket.
Are you hip? Are you hip?
I didn't know that's what it was called.
Pop Socket. And then his is Bulbasaur.
Oh, like, nice.
I just got the free one. But,
best starter. You know, best starter.
Yeah. Best starter? Oh. Is best starter? Ooh.
Best starter.
Yeah.
Is it?
If you say anything else, you're just wrong.
Yeah. Hot takes here.
I agree. I'm anti Charizard, but I'm pro Charmander.
Yes,
he's very cute.
I agree with you.
Okay. So
I'm not even anti Charizard.
Well, what I'm trying to say is like people are always like, oh, you always go to Charizard. Like it's not even like I don't.
You're not choosing him for Charizard.
Yeah,
I'm choosing him for Charmander.
Because it's a cute little salamander. It just got fucking what? He's the best. Yeah. He's salamander.
Did you watch that episode where he had to put the leaf over his tail and he was dying?
Yeah. Why would you bring depression in the middle of the stream?
Because that's when I learned to love something.
That's how I learned.
That's how I learned empathy is watching that episode.
Man, we all know that Charmeleon is the toughest one, though.
He's a gangster. Wartortle is a fire.
He's the rebellious teenager.
Not quite literally fire, but he's water fire.
Yeah.
He's water double flames.
Water double flames.
Two ice crystals.
Yeah.
Two water cannons.
Yeah.
That's nice.
I'm enjoying this.
All right, Nikki Williams.
Not sure where to put it, though.
I think this is definitely showcasing more Nikki Williams than Parav Stelar.
Yeah.
He's
But again, I don't know too much. Go ahead, sorry.
No. It is Nikki for sure.
Yeah.
But Spotify says he's Austria's internationally most successful artist.
Hot take.
Who else is from Austria, let you know?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, true.
Wow. He got them thangs on him, man.
It stays strapped.
Can't stump this kid.
I got it all covered.
He would be an artist, actually, wouldn't he?
He was an actor.
Well, he did music.
He did commercials. And did Arnold? I hope Arnold made music.
I don't. I feel like he did.
I think he was in music. I feel like he was in.
I hope he has an 80s rap album.
Oh, God. I can't wait till you guys have, like, onboard staff. And then you're like, hey, go look.
Someone's over there with a MacBook Pro. Just like,
dead.
He has one single, and it's by...
He has 1987's critically hated album.
God.
Lift.
Lift.
Why? It's a copyright infringement there.
He can see Lift.
He is the original property.
Yeah, he is.
I do.
I'm going to go two Bulbasaurs.
Two Bulbasaurs? That was alright to me.
I liked it a lot actually.
Yeah. I have a specific playlist where I can put it. I don't listen to it all the time. I got to be in the right mind state, but I think it'll fit there. I think it'll fit right in with the rest of the Orphans.
To me, it's my spin class song.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
I can feel that.
Got to work off the crab apples.
This is true. I'm packing them on. What do you think, Dylan?
I'm not gonna save that one.
Hell yeah!
I thought it was. I don't know. Like maybe I was just too attached to the Parav Stelar. Like the name and like what I've heard from him, but that was just
it didn't meet the standard.
Yeah, it didn't meet the standard.
The dirty okay.
It's the dirty okay.
The dirty okay. The three white.
The three white.
God.
The double bidet okay. All right. Well, we're going to go into this next track, and I'm not looking forward to it. This is Beach House, the newest single from the Nickelback of EDM, The Chainsmokers.
Yeah. I thought it was Beach House, like the artist Beach House, but.
Or the Nothing Nowhere song.
Beach House. Sweet.
So what do you guys think about the Chainsmokers and their 32 million listeners?
I fucks with them. I know it's not. I know you make the Nickelback comparison, and that's very prominent. But they make good music. I think
that's even like bandwagoning for me. I don't really like their music, but I can respect that they're good at what they do. Yeah. Like they won a Grammy for a reason.
Yeah.
But I'm a hater. Once again, I'm just a hater all around. I'll be the first to admit it.
Yeah, I don't dislike them at all, but I don't really listen to them. So
I really was in hell. The one month that Closer was like the hot hit because it would literally play in my store, it would play outside leaving the store and in the car, and then in my head for hours. And I hated it.
Yeah, I mean, there's like definitely critiques, and like there's something to say about their depth or lack thereof. But like that's just what do you want in music, and like you know that's not. I like depth, but it's not a must be. Yeah. So for
sometimes
a
you need the accessibility.
So for a multitude of reasons, you know, they click a lot more checkboxes for me than most people do. So I like them.
As a summary for me, if I'm being completely transparent, which I like to be, which is more a critique on me than their music, it's just not in my taste, and they're popular, and I hate that they're popular because I'm a fucking hipster.
That's good. Work.
I'm a hater. I'm a fucking hater.
Fair.
That's my life.
I don't fuck with them.
I don't fuck with them. If I want EDM, I have like 5 EDM songs saved that are like specifically. It almost feels like I don't like artists. I'll like songs from EDM artists. Mm.
My biggest gripe is their fucking name.
The Chainsmokers.
Why are they the Chainsmokers?
True. They smoke a lot.
No, they should be a garage rock band if they're the Chainsmokers.
Oh, that's
right. I'll give you that. Yeah. Okay, that's fair.
They stole that name.
Yeah, that's not their name. That's not the name that should be associated with them. I feel like.
It feels a little out of place. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
I can see it. You know, I'll meet you halfway on that one. I can see that.
Like, maybe they're just appealing to their audience, though. Like, I feel like a lot of people who
14-year-olds who sneak
possibly
Newports.
Like, yeah, or that's why they're picking up the Jewel, bro.
Yeah, the Jewel of dicks.
Yeah, exactly.
Why'd you say a dicks?
Yeah, I know.
Trying to combine them. Dicks,
I love it.
I guess.
The Jewel of dicks.
Sorry, let me stop. We're flaming the Chainsmokers here.
Hey, they're making money. They do have some songs that, like, I'm okay with.
Yeah.
But I was forced to listen to them.
Yeah, I mean, you had like, I guess not so much like a bad, well, it's probably a bad experience just attached to it.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just like monotonous too. So it kind of just.
Yeah, that's not for me.
I'll get into the Chainsmokers in like 2 years when everyone hates them.
It's possible.
Yeah, once they start getting hated, I'll listen to them.
So that's all I'm gonna do.
When it's more than just me hating on them. Oh no, they get a lot of hate.
Do you think they'll fall out of fashion?
No,
I don't think so either.
Their music's very accessible.
Yeah, it's accessible.
And they get big name features.
And they play on the radio all the time.
All the goddamn time. It's easy to listen to.
Yeah.
Not that a lot of people, maybe people might not agree with this association, but would you rather listen to Fun or Chainsmokers?
Chainsmokers.
Ooh. I might choose Fun, to be honest. Yeah. But I don't know enough of Fun. To say like that for positive, like for fact.
Once again, negative experience affecting my taste in music.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I worked at a store where we could choose the music from the network. And I had a manager who played that first Fun album nonstop.
Oh.
Like literally every fucking minute I was working there.
We Were Young.
We Were Young, whatever.
You tried to blur out the lyrics for so long.
Yeah.
It's repressed. Then I understand that Nate Fruis, their vocalist, is like, he's talented. He's very talented. I can respect it.
Right.
I don't personally like his voice and his singing style. Also, he has a huge mouth. Just putting that out there.
Gripe.
That's something I hold against them. Yeah. The way he wasn't chosen to be. I saw it in a music video and it scares me because he hits like this huge note and his jaw goes like up and down. I'm like, oh my God.
Unhinges.
Yeah, he literally like boa python bullshit, and I was like, "Don't look at me like that."
He speaks parcel tongue, dude.
It scares me. So okay. I'm not gonna save Beach House. All
right.
What about you, Miss Latif? Chainsmokers or Fun? If you had to choose,
Or if I had to pick one,
yeah.
Oh, I'm not confident in this answer, but I would probably still pick Chainsmokers just because I also have a very dumb experience, as in just We Are Young played way too much and wasn't repeatable like that for it to be pleasurable. So I
don't think Closer was nearly as large as We Were Young. No, that was in like commercials.
No. Yeah, for sure.
What about you, JD? We haven't heard your claim. We're 2-1 right now.
I don't know either of them really, so I would probably choose Chainsmokers since I don't listen. I don't know as much of their music.
He said they're both is trash.
What?
He's like, JD, yeah, they're both really shitty.
So. Yeah, they're both pretty bad. So,
and if you listen to them, you should feel bad.
Not at all. Not at, yeah. No. Yeah. No.
Oh man. So what have we got next?
This is Submerged by Diamond Construct.
I have no idea what to expect, but you have the third explicit tag.
Some heavy stuff.
Nice.
Let's see what they
hard
got.
Left from the Chainsmokers.
Yes.
The cover photo is cool, but they have no information.
Yeah, no. Experience the same thing.
Ooh, they're on the Discovered On playlist, Aussie Alternative.
Oh.
Are they going up on the map? All right.
All right, I'm really digging this.
I was so ready to say no. And then they hit me with that shit. They had that thang.
That thang. I appreciate any band that has three bass players.
God damn it.
Down tuned to hell.
Just giving people jobs at that point.
Just, dear God, please, please don't do a clean chorus. That's all I'm asking.
That might do it for me,
yeah.
Too.
We'll see. I'm anxious.
Unless it's done, like, really well.
Oh!
Where they from?
I see Terry and SW.
Is it East Coast?
That's New South Wales, baby. They're going up.
Oh, going up on the board.
Progressive metal band from Terry, Australia, New South Wales.
Yucky. They came in with like a 2009 808. They like clipped the headphones.
Yeah. Yeah. Started in 2014. Okay. Okay, boys. Alright, they get a pink tag.
Pink tag.
Find this. Oh, this I'm gonna post it over there. Fuck. Gotta put it up there. Fuck.
Strangely enough, I was gonna text Zach Mustafa about a certain slam song I wanted to play for you guys after this. And I typed in Z-A-C-K. I have no Zachs with a K and like four with a H.
Yeah.
I feel like that's rare. They're gonna do something. I'm in danger.
I'm in danger.
I can always rely on you.
God, this is so
to laugh at my meme jokes.
God damn it, I'm in danger so good, dude.
It's so good.
I've just been there right near, right before the wall hits.
Yep. Yeah. God.
And I was never like a frontline kind of guy. I was like the third guy.
Yeah.
And so you're still in a danger spot. Like that's still a pretty...
You're not safe.
Yeah.
Remember when you went to Warped Tour with us and you had staples in your head?
I was blanked. I was going to be like, well, I was going to say the person who gave him to me is also on this podcast.
Hmm. Not I.
It was me.
That's a fucking dog president over here.
Oh, now the Republicans are getting that against.
Yeah, there we go.
Unearthed.
Miss Lateef is taking me down. That's why she used a pseudonym.
Fucking. Produce a Miss Lateef. Produce her to the stand.
Miss Lateef is a much better anonymous political name than Deep Throat. Why was that chosen?
Lots of down tune open notes here.
Yeah.
A little lackluster, I feel like.
I mean, I think the second half is definitely, at least the past minute, was a little weaker than the first couple minutes.
It didn't need to be a 4-minute song.
Okay, yeah.
For sure.
It was four song ideas slammed into a 4-minute song.
And the riffs happened to be just very.
Fire. The riffs are fire,
like,
but
like each other.
Yeah,
it forced me to go on a roller coaster ride that I didn't ask for.
Yeah, you can be salty. You can be upset about that for sure.
A little bit. Yeah. But I like. But see the thing. But there was some stuff worth the ride. So it's one of those like, I'll go on the
the tour again if I can just get those parts again.
Yeah, right.
So it's like for half the ride you were upset, and then you're like, you know what, this is a...
It's one of those things where...
What do you do that on a ride? You just like...
But do you feel satisfied at the end of it?
I think you feel confused.
Oh, well, that's not... That's
but
not
you're
good.
Glad you actually did.
Yeah. Like an orgy.
Is that our personal experience? Now we know.
Spoken from true experience.
Mr. Thief.
You know the orgy's getting serious when the 8'2 woman walks in.
A basket full of apples. Time to get fucked up.
Where am I putting these crab apples?
Oh my god! I used to be a little shit. I used to say I was in an orgy all the time because one of you guys said that if you take your sandals off, it's considered an orgy or some shit like that.
Yeah, if enough people take their shoes off, it's considered an orgy.
Yeah. So when I was like 14 and retarded off the planet, I used to do that all the time. I'd be like, "You ain't being an orgy."
Like, wow, you're so edgy. Wow, you're so sexually experienced, Mr. Fourth Grader.
Sick.
When I'm 14, goddamn.
I know your reading level.
But
a year from now, you'll be in 28th grade.
28th.
Which is the 20th time in 8th grade.
Fucking Diablo power living over here. What the fuck?
Oh, hell yeah. You know I am.
Oh, I'm prestiging in high school. Is that what you're telling me right now?
My fourth prestige.
Oh, my God. You haven't used any skills yet. No skill points yet.
Oh, God.
Just forgot so that funny. There. Fuck.
I am not going to save Submerge by Diamond Construct, but I will look into Diamond Construct.
They got some bangers.
They're Aussie.
Literally might throw that song into like Ableton, chop up the parts I like, and then re-kick the point B3 about.
Dude,
you should do that.
In ninth grade, there's a song Halo by Machine Head, and I fucking love the riffage so much, but it's 9 minutes long, so I literally in Audacity made a 5 minute version.
Get the fuck out of here. No, you did not.
And I put it on my Zune. I did, and it cuts really abruptly at 6 minutes. I was like, I don't need the 4 minutes of ambient shit at the end of this.
Okay, so
it takes up too much space.
Well, morally, don't understand. Like, people don't understand. We're music nerds. Like, when people are like, I like music. Like, no.
Have you ever cut up a song?
No. Yeah. Do you even know what Audacity is? No.
I literally made the radio version of that song that they didn't ask for. God. We're gonna hard left.
Yeah, we are.
This could be a talking point, or we could avoid it altogether.
We're flipping the car.
This is bad. All uppercase with an exclamation point. So bad! By XXXTentacion.
Like the opposite of dogs.
Glad he's still rolling out hits.
I like...
Yeah.
I mean, if it was sad, I'd already be like quintuple Ivysaurs.
Yeah.
The song is a banger.
Yeah, it is good.
As an artist, though, I think I've canceled him.
I have canceled him as well.
I let his family and fans mourn long enough. I have canceled him as an artist. Yeah. I respect his music and his versatility.
Right.
He's had like a deathcore song before.
Yep.
Like he's used like Slipknot samples and stuff like that. So artistically, I'm very much behind Tentacion. But as a person, I have canceled him.
Yeah.
Personally.
Broward I definitely County's feel that. Because like, I really liked his music, and then I found out about everything. And I was just like, okay. And then he died like right after I found out about all that. I'm like, oh.
Sweet. See, that's the thing. It's really not black and white.
Yeah. No, it's not. Like, but.
I mean, it can be, depending on who the consumer is.
Yeah.
Because what do you, I mean, I feel like a lot of people make the separation between art and personality. Like,
for sure.
A lot of people still bought Vic jerseys after he came back.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. True. Like, I'm clearly being biased. I'm one of those people. I definitely separate.
Where do you draw the line for not listening to music anymore?
I can appreciate something with the context of what it just is and not everything. So for example, like I can appreciate Michael Vick's career without like, I don't like endorse anything he did, obviously, or any like negative, like I just don't look at it. I just, it's not one of those things. Like a lot of stuff came out about Johnny Depp too. And then like, I know people who won't watch like Pirates of the Caribbean anymore. Like I like the movie.
Well,
already.
That's just a
like,
good call.
What do I do? Like,
it's literally shitty pirate Lord of the Rings.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Hot take.
Seven flames. Seven flames.
Oh man.
You're a hack artist. You don't know what you're talking about. Seven flames. Pirates of the Caribbean.
Seven skulls and crossbones. Seven doubloons.
Seven doubloons.
That's how much I get paid for my scooters.
Nothing about that track stood out to me. If I want Tentacion, I know is good. I can go for it, but I don't know if I will.
Yeah. I'm not gonna really check it out just because if he shows up on a song, I'm like, okay.
If I want,
it won't
have...
be happening events for much longer.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, he might have had a huge archive because like Peep has been dropping tracks since he died.
Yeah, that's true.
He's dropped more music publicly.
Yeah.
Since he died than he did before. It was all like low key SoundCloud and YouTube and whatever.
Shit.
So if I want new tracks from a rapper that died too young, I'll just listen to Peep.
There you go.
You got some shifty eyes over there.
I'm just thinking about your music coming out after you're dead. Like, that's just someone else trusting your dream or like your whatever.
It's
like,
got to be in the hands of the family.
Yeah, of course. But I still just even, it's still weird to conceptualize.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been happening forever.
I mean, I have Tupac and stuff like that. Yeah, I'm hip, but like, someone's so close to your craft that they have like access to your files and you know all that, and like the producers and everyone's still like on board for like getting. I don't know. It's
weird to think about because you know these guys were too young to have a will.
Yeah.
So it's not like oh, if I happen to die, here are the passwords for my SoundCloud. Please release my tracks.
That's what I'm getting at. Yeah. That's the part I'm like kind of tripping up about. Is like, how does that music even come out at that point?
Well, I know for Peep, his mom is in charge of his estate, and she wants Gus's music to reach the world because she knows how much the fans meant to him and how much his music meant to his fans. I can't speak for X. I kind of just try to ignore X.
A nice sentiment for sure.
If you had like a sister that was like that, do you go to the extent of like let's say it is like password encoding? Do you like go like how far would you guys go? Because I don't think would you go get like a hacker but hack this because I know there's flames here.
You wouldn't break in?
I'm thinking about it right now. I actually don't know what I would do.
Like, no, if
I,
absolutely I would break in.
I think I would.
Do you find it disrespectful to invade the privacy of a dead person?
That's where I'm struggling. Yeah, I don't know.
JD,
I don't know.
And I have had this conversation before. I told him I would want you guys to like record and release my music.
Sure. Right.
If I was a creator, I also would feel that way, but I just know a lot of people who aren't me. So yeah. I'm trying to rationalize both of those, and I don't know where I stand on it, to be honest. It's kind of hard.
I think most people kind of long to be remembered, so...
Sure. Yeah. If they have content or something that they created, you know.
Yeah, I guess that's a good point. That if they don't specifically specify that, like, hey, please don't release this. Because some people have. There's a... Like, Prince doesn't...
Right.
I think there's people have that in their will. But, like, unless you specifically say, you know, I would rather not, then you're not doing it in not their wishes, I guess, if that makes any sense.
Yep.
So it's not disrespectful. Well, okay.
Would you want someone to release your stuff?
If you had like,
I'm thinking about it.
I know you got music.
Like, yeah. I'm thinking about it. Oh, man. Yeah, I guess if it's part of who I was, right?
And no, it's official on recording.
There we go.
Fuck, getting criminalized, yeah.
No, but yeah.
Yeah, I guess go for it. I mean, I don't got a skeleton, so that's the only part that I can't, like, there's nothing to really worry about, so I guess if
not
someone...
Not going to find your nude folder?
You will, but it's just...
But I got no shame.
It's just paint swallets. Like, it's just like, it's the nude white or nude beach. Like, I don't know. I'm very old, and I think about paint now.
Shit.
Wallpaper's sick. Anyways, next song.
Hell yeah.
Wallpaper's sick.
All right.
Speaking of post-mortem releases, this is Rubber Band of Life.
You can't just slip that in, never not tell them that.
Featuring the DC by Miles Davis off of the Rubber Band EP.
Ooh, the early trumpet got me.
Miles Davis been dead.
Yeah.
Rubber band. Oh, hell yeah.
17 Snicker bars. It just, yeah, I know. There's no way.
Your scale is very hard to decipher, but I think I
you
get
wouldn't
the,
be fucking size for 17 Snicker bars.
I think I get the gist of it.
This Miles Davis died September 28th, 1991. Is that year important to any of us?
Yeah.
I guess so.
Yeah. It's the year everything started going to shit for me. This is a fun feel. Good thing we have 5 more minutes of it.
Oh, seriously? I'm digging it. I'm so about it. I'm already about it.
I was just like really just kind of
feeling it.
Yeah.
Oh no, you've put on music so good that we want to listen to it.
Crazy.
What a problem to have.
Yo, that's crazy.
Just give me like 4 minutes to feel myself real quick.
Like physically.
Give me like 30 seconds. I don't know about 4 minutes yet. Yeah, they really went on the interlude. I think that one went to the bathroom. What the fuck? They haven't talked in like 2 minutes. Woo! Get it, bitch. Yes.
God, this feels like it puts her on a track. Like, I just want to
I would say I'm shopping in some RPG.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I'm in the marketplace, but it's modern.
Yeah. Neon signs everywhere.
Anyone's ability to identify like imagery to like a Sonic is insane to me. So the fact you did it just like that, I was like, yes, yep. It would be a menu game.
I'm on the spectrum. Yeah, you meet up with Bay, NPC number 3. Grab some tea.
She's a shouty, by the way.
Yo, yeah, she bad.
Black hair, don't care.
Mm-hmm. You already know.
I'm
on the same wavelength.
She got that thing on her.
She keep the thang on her.
And that thang is high trumpet to smooth jazz.
That's one of the few things, actually one of the many things I love about this podcast. You just said something, I didn't catch it, but I'm going to hear it in the recording. It's going to get my ass. I love saying things like, super low like this. You'll hear this in the recording.
Oh, good. Okay, I'm glad that's a thing now because I do it, but I always felt like it's shady, and I was like, oh, no, I shouldn't be doing that.
Well, you got to sneak them in. You got to sneak them in.
Use them cautiously. I don't want the whole podcast to be Easter eggs.
Yeah.
This ain't Ready Player One, boy.
Oh, shit. People are going to start playing shit in reverse now. Damn it.
Oh, no.
They like, break down every date we've ever mentioned. Right, and oh do math God. For it.
Right. How meta is it that we're adding to the conspiracy theory about talking about the conspiracy theory? Like, are we in on the joke, or...
I'm going to say is, I mentioned that I want my music recorded, but the only way to get it is to decipher all the clues from our entire podcast. That's the only way you're going to get the Bandcamp download.
We embed the fucking sound files into each of the podcasts, like, somewhere, so you have to search the sound files and, like, compile them to make a song.
You have to cut them in Audacity to make it right.
To make the song perfect.
If you're one note off, I'm 100% just joking.
Please don't fight me.
Please don't waste your time. We're totally not that deep. They play through all of Persona and break down who the baddie is.
He said, black hair, don't care. There's not a single one with black hair.
Teeth. I got the Persona 5, but
there's black hair people, but they all care.
No, it is definitely 100% the Allie doctor from 5.
Oh, yeah, Allie doctor. Oh,
she has black hair and she doesn't care. She's a back alley doctor. Doing them
you don't have to have a lot of cares to be back at the show.
You have to leave at this, don't you?
I have to leave now.
Oh, no. Oh, dang.
To Kemi. Tied to Kemi. Back alley doctor.
I would recommend her practice.
Here, let me show you a pic. Oh. You know what?
Look it up yourself.
Yeah.
This is a podcast, not a video.
I don't want to spin it around.
I don't know where to put this. Maybe Overwatch Blast? I never listen to my Overwatch Blast.
Yeah, scat. Yeah.
I just put like shuffle all my songs.
My Overwatch playlist is literally just Calvin Harris's last album. I think that's all that's on there.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I'm not afraid to catch feels, bro. Pharrell. Yeah, it's a great album.
No, I just thought that you might have more on there. That's all.
Yeah.
I didn't get very far.
That's true.
Stop talking shit off mic. I can't defend myself.
This is like when you set the controller down and you're doing something else, but the music's still going.
Yeah, for sure.
Maybe like a Persona 5?
All right, my Overwatch playlist is literally fucking Calvin Harris's last album and the Black Panther soundtrack.
Nice.
I never listened to it.
Also, JD, I wouldn't expect the Persona 5 to resonate with you.
Yeah?
Really? You fucks that's with it? Shit.
Yeah, fuck with Persona 5.
I think I'm the only person here who doesn't play.
It's
or
just,
hasn't played.
I just, the music, dude. Like, yeah. No other reason. No so other reason.
It's so good.
So, that was a save and already placed in a playlist for me.
Yeah, definitely a save for me.
Oh, if it's the Ari place, damn. That already has precedent with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, damn.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
Rubber Band of Life.
Fucking featuring Ladisi.
This is not going to sound like that.
What you got coming here?
I have no idea what this is going to happen, but this is a letter to you, in all caps, by Uno times two, one word, featuring Thursday?
Really?
One of my favorite old school emo bands.
Yeah.
Off of the album, open bracket, hashtag, Holy Thursday, all caps, end bracket.
I don't know what this means.
Is this like a collab? Is this like a collab album?
Oh, yeah, it doesn't say feature. It's comma Thursday.
Yeah. So it's...
Uno times two. The artist formerly known as Uno dot times two. This is going places I'm not expecting. I'm okay with this. Is this the Thursday I know? Or is this is a fuck up of the algorithm again. God damn it. Can I go 1 week without this bullshit?
I was like, this is not the Thursday we were thinking of.
It's enough.
God damn it. I still like it, but I'm bitter.
God, many times. All these bands.
The second Spotify is like, hey, everybody could upload your music onto Spotify, the floodgates went to fuck every band who was already established with that blue check.
That's true.
Because that happened with Statues. It happened with someone
Legend.
Else. Oh, with Legend. It happened with someone else last week, too.
Yeah.
We're like, oh, we love this band. It started playing. Like, this is not that band.
God,
it's just the same band name. Just like the Arnold Schwarzenegger situation. the greatest artist from Austria and his rap album.
Can I get a little context?
We were literally just talking about this.
Oh, damn, fuck.
Austria. Yeah, boy.
We were talking about...
his 1987 hit, Rip, that we invented. That
okay.
What happens when you pee 8 times on the podcast?
Yeah. Tons of water, man.
The boy loves his water.
Filter it. You gotta filter your body.
Yeah.
This song is 4 minutes and 20 seconds long. It's my favorite thing to do. I do it all the time.
Hang loose.
Hanging loose.
Does she know?
He's pretty sure about that.
I'm pretty sure. Fairly confident.
Why would this person
black hair? She's
black
too
hair.
Too
oh,
hair.
Hair. Illuminati confirmed.
I'm a fucking prophet.
Prophet Latif. King Prophet Latif.
Respect my name.
Respect my fucking name. It's pretty good. I'm enjoying this so far. We're only 2 minutes and 30 seconds into it, though. I'm waiting for the breakdown.
The breakdown. I like it. I don't know if I'll save it, though.
Kind of reminds me of, like, Blue in Exile instrumentals-esque, but with, like, way not as good rapping. I don't know if I'm digging the rapping.
I feel like this is, like the music that I would play in, like, it's like Americanized anime, and it's raining, but it's in an urban setting.
Sure, yeah.
Again, accurate. I hate you.
Hey,
it's like playing on Yo-Yo-Kyo.
But accurate doesn't mean I like it. Fuck that.
It's like somewhere in between singing and like mumble rap.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he even sometimes like on purpose it goes off beat and like,
that's art, my guy.
Fuck, I'm wrong.
Damn it.
Two Snicker bars.
Too happy in Snicker bars.
Oh yeah. JD gets me. Yeah. That is way more
See,
accurate.
On paper, it equals one Snickers bar, but we know it doesn't. Like, if someone's like, you want a Snickers
it's
bar, I hand you
same.
A fucking one stuck together.
Could you imagine being in the position of, like, what if you were a genie and, like, he could hook you up?
But it's only dick shit like that. It's like half-eaten Snickers bar.
It's like a monkey's paw situation.
Yeah.
I'll kill for a Snickers and not myself without a Snickers. Please sponsor a Snickers. And then the monkey paw puts the one finger down and just like... That's a big dog move.
I don't know why the image of two Snickers that just had like huge chunks taken out and like smushed together.
It's such a dick, dude. It's such a dick thing. But you'd still take it. Because you're starving, but you're like, fuck, man.
My dad told me about a time that he was at a football game and a dude walked up to him. Like someone like an acquaintance. And he was like, hey man, you want a hot dog? And my dad's like, yeah, sure, I'll take a hot dog. And he pulled a cold one out of his pocket.
What? He had that thing on him.
So that's the monkey's paw hot dog.
That would be the best man at my wedding.
You want a cold one?
You want to crack open a cold one?
That's a second
you
question.
You ever do that to me? I don't take the keys of the car, dude. What am I doing here? Like, what am I... You have a cold hot dog in your... What?
He came prepared.
Oh, yes, he did. That's what yes.
Stadium hot dogs are expensive, bro.
What?
Holy shit.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No. Dude, I can't remember math. I can't remember people. I remember that story. I'll never forget that story.
I mean, you name dropped your dad. I feel like I want to do mine in retrospect to stories that you never forget. That fucking cigarette story.
Oh man,
can you tell it for me? Can you tell me? I
used it for years because
I know it's my dad, but can you tell it for me anyways?
You were you always used to harp on your dad about quitting smoking. You're like, oh, it was bad for you. Oh, it's terrible. Smells bad. Blah blah blah. And then you were like, Dad, name one benefit from smoking, and immediately off rip, he goes, it keeps the bugs away.
And then I looked it up, and then it does. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that is one logical answer. And I just, I operate so much on logic that if you do it, I fucking short circuit. I'm like, I don't know what. So yeah. I was like, all right. And I left him alone. I didn't talk to him.
You had not planned any farther than that. Yeah. Because no one has ever given you a good answer.
The fucking bridge
and
fell.
Then yeah, you gave me one in my youth.
I was like, you're a legend. Okay, yeah, so I will leave you. I will stick to my bend of the bargain.
All right, yeah.
You've exchanged it. You give him the right amount of tokens.
Pass.
And
you pass.
Yeah, yeah. And then he smoked for 15 more years.
He gave me two Snickers bars. Just mashed together. Two
okay,
halves.
But like it doesn't like when the seatbelt clicks, like it makes sense. But two Snickers bars, it's never gonna go 100%. Like it's gonna be goo on the outside.
I'm not gonna lie to you, I've tried to do it with Three Musketeers.
That's even worse because it's just like fucking
it's nougat.
Nougat. Yeah. Oh, it's just froth everywhere. Oh,
that's what I thought would make froth. It easier. Yeah. It's literally edible caulk. Should have made it easier.
I hated Three Musketeers. I really? Appall it now.
Really?
Three edible. Would you just say
edible caulk?
Oh my god. It's disgusting.
I still fuck
I love
with
how you said that. Oh
yeah,
my god.
I still fuck with Milky Way.
You were truly disgusted just now.
It's horrific. Oh, I've seen the caulk in the. Oh my god.
And then you put the caulk in the. I'm gonna pass on a letter to you.
Same.
I'll
we'll go
into
your
well.
Next one.
Uno times two. Yeah, pass. All right, let's go. Extortionist with low like you.
Wow. Shots fired. This sounds different. Oh, I got an explicit tag for the last one.
Nice.
My first and only at the end.
Oh, is this the last song?
Nope. You wish.
We're halfway through, man.
Oh, fuck it. Nice.
And now we're in 11 minutes into it. We're halfway through.
Only 16 more pieces. Nice.
I'm going. I only have so many more Snickers bars to get out.
Gotta switch to the doubloons again.
Okay, so you know how like someone does an audio sound and you immediately know what it is? I mean, like can like get do the imagery for it?
Yeah.
Okay, well I don't have that gift. So but I have an imagery for this kind of sound.
Okay.
And it sounds like the sound that all of Germany was making when Adolf Hitler died. This is the and I'm not saying that's accurate. I'm just saying that's the imagery.
Yeah, that's
that
imagery.
Is like everyone got the exact news at the same time.
Yeah,
and they were like, "Oh fuck!"
I assume the noise of the Pope was. Thank God.
Yeah.
Edson and I had an idea for a short about like Hitler making a speech and being like, "I couldn't have done any of this without you. I couldn't have committed genocide on 6 million Jews without you." And then, like, some guy, like, taps his friend and he's like, hey, are we the assholes? Like, are we the bad guys?
God damn it. Did we do this?
Don't steal that.
Stolen already, man.
Damn it. If I die, I need you guys to make that short. It's
recorded.
That's actually one of my favorite things about podcasts. That, like, even if it's silly, like, the nugget ever comes out, like, it's on paper. Or, no, obviously not paper. But you know what I'm saying? It's in the world now.
It's in ones and zeros. It says.
Oh, hell yeah. We're all just ones and zeros.
That's a gnarly way to look about it. Mm-hmm. It's in ones and zeros now.
Yeah. Binary.
Damn. Disassociated as fuck now. Everything is ones and zeros. Fuck.
Not everything. Just our voices stored in this.
Oh my
God. On this fucking like cargo.
It's too meta. Comment.
I love the harmonics chill in the background. This shit's so tough.
Morley, thank you for keeping the bus straight.
I got distracted by that. I was trying to listen to you guys.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of his voice, but I don't dislike the music.
You.
Hitler's back.
Here we go.
He's a hero from the grave. Nazi zombies.
Oh, Nazi zombies is a banger. That would be a good one, yeah.
This is for the Demon Hounds round.
Right.
Figure my luck. We had to live through Nazis, and now they're back again.
Chaz dogs.
2018.
Yep.
Fucking gross.
Do you think those Nazi dogs, like... Never mind. Nope.
Good. That was a good duck. Yeah, I...
Nope. That wasn't going anywhere good.
Yeah.
That wasn't going anywhere
good. That was a good catch. Foresight, my man. Foresight. That was a good foresight.
Foresight. Two Snickers.
Yeah, I'm not even... I was going to say something kind of controversial. I don't even want to go down even those routes. Good catch.
The last thing I will say...
I was going to be like, it's like saying this. And be like, yeah, go ahead. What are you about to say? Yeah. What are you about to say? No.
It's like once Hitler's name is mentioned, that's where it goes. That's where it goes. You're like, okay, I'm really listening now.
The last thing I will say about Nazis is when they create Super Soldier Serum. I'm voting for Dylan to be next Captain America.
Oh yeah,
going up.
He's ready to clock some Nazis.
I got JD as Hawkeye.
Okay.
I don't know.
Scarlet Witch is for JD.
Yeah. Ooh.
You're gonna be the magic caster.
You know, JD might be the Vision dude with the emerald, the Chaos Emerald in his head.
I'll fuck with Venom.
Is that his name?
Vision. Yeah, I'll fuck with
Vision.
I'm gonna fuck with the Vision.
I was saying. That's like, all right, blow.
That's like 4-level meme room.
Thanos fucked with the Vision.
Yeah, he did.
Thanos was the part of the 50%? Like, what if it's like right?
It's unbiased.
Like, it's unbiased, right? So yeah. We just fuck.
Like the glove just drops.
This is not what I expected. I mean,
there are plenty of theories backing that he was, and that's what the imagery at the end was. He's just kicking in the soul stone.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, damn.
Sorry for spoilers of a movie that came out months ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, if Avengers 4 wasn't coming out, what a absurd dick tease to lift off that. Like,
Can you imagine the one fan in Idaho, like, working, and he just slams the fucking... He's like, I can't believe they ruined Justice League for me. I saved the shit out of that track.
Yeah, same.
That was a fun track.
Yeah, I would save that for sure.
Dun, dun, dun.
It felt like Kmart brand Kublai Khan, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah,
I'm okay with all store brands.
Yeah, the generic. I'm not the generic. It wasn't generic. It was a generic brand. There we go. It's Kmart. Mm-hmm. Yep.
There we go.
Kmart Hitler.
Oh,
there we go.
Man.
There we go.
What you got coming up next, man?
I've got the last track, and know nothing about it. I just I vibe with the song name. This is Misery by The Comfort.
It's very juxtaposition
that's
right there.
Exactly, yeah.
I think I've had The Comfort on here before. The name is very familiar. Hopefully,
ooh,
not in a bad way.
I'm delightfully surprised.
/ creativity. Ideas in a world that never seems so simple. Hailing from Brisbane.
Uh-oh.
Brisbane.
Australia alert.
Brisbane. They're going up.
I'm not finishing their bio. It's long.
Good. They really struck me with some Summer Scouts vibes right away.
Hell yeah. Dude, I fucking love Summer Scouts. Dude, Summer Scouts is robbed of fame.
Yeah, they are.
That record is a damn near perfect record. And they just play local shows up in Pennsylvania. Like, I checked their Facebook, and it's like, oh, you have, like, 1,400 likes. I'm like, damn, my band had, like, the same amount of likes for more. And they're like, yeah, we're playing, like, the whatever county public fair. Be there at noon. I'm like, you guys are robbed. You guys should have been Warped Tour regulars.
For sure.
What's their brand name one more time?
Summer Scouts.
Okay. Yeah,
I'm actually writing it down.
They're so fucking good, dude. It's not for everybody, but I think what they do perfectly.
Yeah.
We're going to have to drive up sometime and see them.
Yeah, for
sure. Drive 3 hours, pay $5, watch a 15-minute set.
They don't even know they got so many homies. They're like, yeah, we love you, dude. We love you.
Summer Scouts, come on the pod.
We got to get our...
Yeah.
We gotta
Summer Scouts, come on the pod.
Exactly. This is a formal invitation. Summer Scouts. I'm friends with them on Facebook.
Would you hate me if I sent them on this podcast?
Send it to him.
Let's go.
We should just tag him.
I was talking with JD multiple times. We're trying to print out business cards for our podcast so we can give to musicians at shows and
sure.
Just like network with people.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, like we listen to you on our podcast. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. Hey, we listen to your song.
If you ever want to come on sometime, hit us up.
Yeah.
Have all our social networking.
If you're ever bored driving from show to show, always listen to us.
Sure.
Kick it on the couch.
Kick it.
Yeah, that is smart because most people travel long distances.
We're between Baltimore and DC.
Also, we'll travel to see you, so.
Oh, hell no.
We'll pay it. You pay it forward, we'll pay it back.
Have you guys done a remote location podcast yet?
Podcast, no. I think that's got to be on the list, yeah.
You guys gonna have a big ass vat of just fucking like that's just the podcast box, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, just like a traveling box. Band. You know, just as your cases.
We kind of did one for Warped Tour, but we didn't record it. We just talked about Warped Tour, so we didn't forget. So we could take notes.
Travelcast would be cool though.
You guys ever meet me or come out to California? Love a Travelcast.
Oh hell,
you won't even have to bring your box. I'll have mine. So.
Oh yeah.
That's what I like to hear. We just got invited on the road, boys.
Damn right. We're going on the road.
We're going on a tour.
We're going on a tour.
There's no stops between here and our first date. There's also nothing past the first date, but we got it.
Hey, it's the first one that matters.
They come on your podcast, you go to their concert, but still have the podcast. Like, this shit is sick.
Yeah.
If we go out to you, it's just going to be a 1-hour loop of Come Out to LA by Don Broca. No actual other songs, just that. I kind of really like this.
Yeah. I wish I would have given it more of my attention. I feel like it's a song I would have liked.
Well, you still got 45 seconds. It definitely gets some Summer Scout vibes. Mm-hmm. So I think I'm going to look into it.
Yeah.
It'll be a research save.
Yeah, I'm going to check them out.
I'm a sucker for female vocals and fucking post-emo, post-hardcore bullshit. Harmonies get me every time. I'm a sucker for simple things.
Sure.
Triple harmony.
Yeah, I was just about to say that. I was just about to say that.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm glad this is the last track.
Yeah.
This is a good end it.
Yeah.
Oh. Yo, fuck with that.
I'm saving the shit out of that.
Yeah.
I feel a changed man after this podcast.
Yeah.
You really took some stuff
I
from
took
this.
Some stuff. I did, you know?
Good.
I fucks with the vision.
Excellent. Well, with that being said, what's the MVP of the week?
Yeah, what's
what's all of our favorite songs from this list?
Ooh. There was a Crunchy Boy earlier. Which one was it?
A Crunchy Boy? Born of Osiris.
Should we go through the tracks? What we have?
Sure. We had Suicide Boys. Everybody loved that one.
Mm-hmm.
We had the Pharrell and Kendrick Lamar, Mike Will Made It. We had Yves, which is up there for me because it was super sad.
Yeah.
We had Churches.
That one was
Yves was the like lo-fi sounding one, right?
No, Yves was the one where the album covers his friend who died. Boys Can Be Butterflies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, my vote's a lo-fi.
The lo-fi one was Dark Reflections by Sinaitis Tempo.
Yeah.
And then we had Born of Osiris. We had Parav Stelar. We had the motherfucking Chainsmokers, boy. Diamond Construct, which is a good crunchy boy. I think I like that maybe more than Born of Osiris.
I think I like that one more than Born of Osiris, too.
Yeah, it was just a little long. We had XXXTentacion's Bad. The other one tied for first for me, Rubber Band of Life, Miles Davis and Ladisi. We had the band that lied about who they were, Thursday and Uno Times Two. We had The Extortionist, which made me Arthur Fist in a good way. And then we ended with The Comfort.
Comfort was a good ending. Yeah, I was a fan.
It was a good ending.
Comfort was a good ending.
I'm stuck between Miles Davis and Yves.
I'm giving it to Lo-Fi Boy.
You give it to Snide's Tempo?
Snide's Tempo, got it. All right. All right. Got it for you.
So one down. Dylan, what are you thinking?
It's between Snide's and Misery.
Yeah, that was a good fucking track.
I think just because I listen to that type of music more, I have to go with Snide's.
Two Tempo. Votes for Sinaitis Tempo, local Mount Rainier, Maryland boy.
Nice.
All right. What about you, Chris?
Am I being biased or unbiased? Because I already fuck with Yves heavily.
I'm gonna go. You're choosing your MVP, man.
Yeah.
Your MVS, most valuable song. Whichever your heart desires.
Hey, not to rudely interrupt. I heard you guys were gonna do a mega cast or some stuff like that.
We're gonna try and do best of 2018.
Okay.
Like a big tournament of songs.
Right. So here's the thing, right? Is I want the MVS belt, right?
Yeah.
I don't know why I get it, but like I want that. I want someone to have contention for it.
All right.
We could break it down to the logistics of who brought that song, who had the most winning songs.
Oh yeah, true. We could. Yeah.
Whoever chose that last tournament winning song will get the belt.
Okay. Sure, yeah, I like it.
All right, yeah.
I'm going Yves.
Yves. All right.
Yep.
I'm going Miles.
Hell yeah. So, oh, thank you.
Sinaitis is the winner here.
The crown champion.
Oh.
He's going deep. He's definitely a two seed.
Beautiful.
Double thick.
Well, I guess that wraps us up, guys.
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
So, did you guys have fun? How do you feel? How do you feel about the podcast?
Changed men. I stand by it. I'm not fucking. I am. Yeah. Summer Scouts? Are you serious?
The chain smokers? What the hey?
Yeah. No. Every time I've been on the podcast, I find a whole bunch of new music to fucking go spam, and have a fucking blast.
Also,
so.
You guys got the knock.
And I have Mrs. Latif here.
I know it's good to have her back.
It's been a while.
Second time.
That's a deep cut. If you find the first one, it's not the same name.
That's a super deep cut.
Very deep cut. Oh man. Well, it's always a pleasure to have you guys. This is our first time having two people as guests.
So
I couldn't be more honored for it to be you two. Thank you guys for taking your time and coming out and hanging out.
Shout out to the sponsors. No Tap Water.
Oh yeah, No Tap Water. Thank you, Waffle House, Wonder Books, Snickers, and Pirates of the Caribbean.
Starbucks.
Fuck the Sony.
Thank you.
No, I got here. Fuck Muse.
Fuck Muse.
Well, that has been Release Radar 20, guys.
My name's Gene Myers.
I am Chris Morley.
I am Liam.
And I'm Dylan.
This has been the Weekly Discovery.
Peace.
See ya.
So when you give Dylan your first blowjob?
Thank you.